Well, first of all, I want to pay tribute to the fire service in Donegal, in particular the fire service in Balfey and in Northern Ireland. We have a part-time fire service, and their professionalism is the same as a full-time fire service. Without them today, Rafo would have been devastated, with the whole diamond probably would have been burned down. They got there in time. They've got it under control. They're actually still there this morning. My dog actually wakened me at 4 o'clock this morning, and that's how I knew about it, and I rushed into Rafo to see what was happening. And I was speaking to some of the boys that I know on the ground, and they've done a fantastic job for the town today. And it's a testament to Donegal County Council and the fire service itself, but also the fact that I was able to get a new water main in Rafo. The last bad fire we had in Rafo, we had very bad water pressure. So, I mean, those two things alone have actually saved the town. I mean, the McGrannan family's building went on fire. The Holmes's family, their property next door, which is the library and the local business, the hairdressers in it, have been damaged. No one knows now the extent of the damage until whatever investigations are going to take place and the results from the damage. But we're very, very lucky and we're full today.
Obviously, the investigation is at a very early stage at this point, but is there any word on the ground as to how the fire might have started?
No, I think it's too early to speculate. It's probably started accidentally, I would say, but it's too early to say it. The Gardaí will probably have to conduct an investigation along with the fire service. But and the fact that our fire service is part-time, that's something that needs to be looked at. We should have in a modern-day society, have a full-time fire service. And we do have a full-time modern fire service because of their professionalism. I would know some of the boys personally. They were there within minutes of the call. And the service from Northern Ireland also, they were there within 30 seconds of each other.